Hey, business building warrior, welcome to Silent Sales Machine Radio, the podcast where we interview hundreds of incredible people who all have one thing in common. They're using the internet creatively to launch and grow the businesses of their dreams. In many, I would say most cases, with very little past e-commerce experience on their journey. But today's guest, his name's Nick, you'll meet him here in just a moment, is a student of the Proven Amazon course, which is the flagship training course of all the successful hundreds of stories that you've heard on this podcast. But he did it his own way for a decade on Amazon. He was scanning barcodes, driving from store to store, trying to do retail arbitrage at scale. He was making some decent money, but he was getting burnout, putting in way too much time, effort, and energy. Finally, he just turned the whole thing off and thought he knew what the Amazon game was all about and that it wasn't for him. And I can tell you, having done this Amazon training thing for 14 years, the vast majority of people think Amazon is either scanning barcodes or launching private label products. They don't realize that there's a whole world in between those two extremes. And our guest today, Nick, is going to explain how he discovered this community and a model that a lot of people confuse for retail arbitrage, driving around, looking for sales, looking for discounts online. They confuse the model we teach with that. I call those models, and you'll hear us talk about it today with Nick, those scanning barcodes, looking for sales, looking for profitable products and retail locations. That's a treadmill model. You got to keep running to keep the lights on, and you have very little time to look around and do anything else. That's what Nick did for a decade. Then he discovered our community. And I'll let him explain that part of his story to you. But he's built a beautiful five-figure plus business running at nearly 20% net profit margins in just a few months, now that he has a different set of lenses that he's looking at the Amazon opportunity through. And that new set of lenses is called Replens. Replens, which was invented in this community and emerged from this group and perfected over time, and taught to thousands of people who are using it successfully, it is not going store to store and scanning barcodes looking for sales and discounts. It's not that at all, as you'll hear Nick describe. It's building a list of ASINs, a list of Amazon products that you can easily source anytime you need to that sell at a profitable rate on a repeat basis. And in just 3 months, Nick has built a beautiful business doing just that. I'm so proud of the system we've built. You may or may not be aware of this, but we've recently completely revamped all of the new seller training inside the Proven Amazon course. Every module that you'll touch in your first month or two being a student of the Proven Amazon course has been recently revamped, updated. Anything that was drifting away from being a little dated has been purged out. You're going to absolutely love it. Today, Nick talks a lot about some of the specific modules. It's all part of the Proven Amazon course. And as you'll hear Nick say today, $39. He's so grateful because he couldn't have afforded a whole lot more as their family's finances got tight. He wouldn't have gone out and spent a few thousand dollars on a course. He spent $39 on the Proven Amazon course. And within a month, he knew this was where he needed to be. So he's gladly paying $39 a month to continue that journey. And he's built, like I said, a beautiful business, as you'll hear him describe. And it's doing extremely well, doing exactly what we teach in that course. And just another great example of a student who came to our community, paid attention to what we're teaching, invested in themselves by getting the course, which is important because it will take you months and months and months thinking you figured it out, testing and trial and error to try to figure this out on your own. Even if you have, as Nick did, a decade of Amazon selling experience in your pocket, that wasn't enough. He needed to have the curtains pulled back where we show him how to use the tools we use the right way so his business could take off. We want that for you as well. If that's something you want, jump over to provenamazoncourse.com. $39 gets you started. You get everything day one. We'd love to turn you into a story like Nick. Have you on the podcast, share your results with us. Hey, if you want to have a conversation with us about any of this as well, talk about your e-commerce business dreams, your goals, your hopes, where you've been, where you're trying to go, see if we've got something that would be a good fit. We're not just about Amazon around here. We love every creative internet business model. Just so happens, we see Amazon as the lowest hanging fruit business opportunity, meaning lowest risk, lowest investment required, highest odds of building a beautiful, successful business you can be proud of. But we'll talk about anything. And we've probably got someone on our team that can help you, no matter what your e-commerce dreams and goals are. Two resources for you before we jump in here, Nick's interview. First, a free copy of the book that sold over a million copies that we're currently giving away to anyone who wants it. It's the book that launched this podcast, launched our 75,000 member Facebook group, launched our 12th annual conference that's coming up, theprovenconference.com, May 23rd through 25th. The book that's behind all that is called Silent Sales Machine. I want to give you a free copy of it. Go to silentgym.com/free11, and you'll get a free copy of it that way. If you haven't done that yet, and we'll break down what the best business opportunities are for you online based on your past experiences and the things we've learned over two decades coaching 10,000 people around here. And also, last thing, jump on our schedule. If you want to have a conversation, we'd love to have that chat with you. silentgym.com/bookacall. Can't emphasize that enough. We'd really love to have a chat with you. If you've never done that before, let's get to know each other a little bit. No pressure. Let's just have a conversation. We believe so much in the stuff we teach around here. We really want to hear where you're at and how we can help. All right, let's jump over and meet my new friend, Mr. Nick Bennett. You're going to really enjoy this. So Nick, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Jim. It's been, it's really good to be here. I'm really excited. I appreciate the invite.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to hearing your story. We love interviewing our students, and let's jump into your story if you're ready.
Yeah, sure. Let's go. So, you want me to just kind of, tell you?
Yeah, how'd you get started in e-commerce?
Okay, yeah. So, I found, I was actually about 10 years ago, I was kind of looking for a way to figure out how to make a little bit of extra income. My wife had gotten into nursing school, so she'd she cut her hours back, and we were just trying to find a way to make a few hundred dollars a month. And started looking around online. I was like, there's got to be a way to figure out how to make money online. I was working 55 hours a week at my regular job, and I came across a story, a blog online about a girl that was shopping out of clearance sections at Target and Walmart, places like that, and selling it on Amazon. And I said, let's give it a shot and see where it goes. Worked out, it spent quite a few years doing the Amazon, selling on Amazon. Eventually turned it into a full-time job. But kind of like I said, shopping out of the clearance sections, very quickly figured out, well, I've worked myself into a corner here, kind of running around, store to store all day, every day, city to city, trying to figure out, trying to find as much inventory as possible. And, at that, it just really wasn't anything sustainable. So, we did, I stuck with it for, years and years and years. Just never really built it into anything that, I could say, hey, I've got myself a legitimate business. I've got myself something that, we can really, kind of hang our hat on, So, I guess that's, that's where I got started in the e-com.
Right. Okay. And some people think that, that is the Replens model, but it's not. Right. What you just described is the traditional scanning barcodes, retail arbitrage, mm-hmm. looking for sales and discounts, and the inventory is there today, but it's not tomorrow. And you just went all in and did it at scale. Was it just you?
It was. So for, to start out, it was just me. Then, I had hired a couple of family members to do some prep.
Yeah.
We ended up doing, a pretty good amount of volume, but we got to a point, like I said, where I just, mentally, emotionally, physically could not, spend 2-3 hours a day, on the road running from city to city. So we kind of, the whole time I was, looking to figure out, what can I do? I didn't have time at that point because I was on the road, constantly, hopping from city to city, just trying to find as much inventory as I could.
Yeah, we call that a treadmill model.
Yes.
You have very little time to do anything else except just keep that, the treadmill is what's keeping the lights on. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get up and hit the treadmill all day, every day, and keep the light. And you just don't have enough time to absorb new strategies and to pivot and to experiment. And that's one of the reasons we like to see people very quickly, before they've scaled to any significant numbers, move away from those early scanning barcodes models. Because at scale, they are very difficult to consider a stable business model. I've seen very few people pull that off, but I have seen people stuck on the treadmill for years.
I would say that's exactly where we were. You know, I was doing so much running around that I couldn't look into any other models. You know, I couldn't really, you know, didn't really have the time to, you know, kind of figure out, well, you know, what can I do to scale from here? I can't hire an employee and carry him 2 hours away with me. So, you know, it was really at that point that, you know, I was really looking for an out because I didn't see a future in it. You know, so the, you know, 2020 came along and things happened in the world, and, you know, we decided, all right, you know, that's our time, that we're going to go ahead and, you know, we're going to call this quits. We've got other investments that we're doing, I guess, okay for us. And you know, so we kind of, you know, went along with that for a couple of years. And then, you know, last summer, I guess, you know, you may be familiar with the story, you may have seen it on the Facebook group. You know, I woke up one day and, you know, somebody, you know, that I trusted, was a friend, you know, great business partner, had basically ran away with our life savings, you know. So, you know, woke up one day and we're, hey, we got to figure out what to do. We've got to find work. We've got to find an income again.
That's awful. And no need to dive into details of it, but that business betrayal, man, that hits deep.
You believe, you know, somebody, you know, you believe somebody was a friend, and yeah, you learn your lessons the hard way sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. I call people on the other side of that leaders with a limp, and I trust them so much more than the leaders who don't have a limp yet, because it comes with time and experience. And, you know, at some point, a mentor of mine calls it the dip, you know, mm-hmm. when you've been really let down by someone you really loved and trusted. Yeah. And everyone, if you do business long enough, experiences it, mm-hmm. But you can recognize the limp, and that there's a humility that comes with it. And, I think there's a level of sensitivity to the pain that others feel, empathy that accompanies it as well. But those are the best kind of leaders, man, just the best kind. So yeah. Welcome to the other side of the challenge. Yeah. But things got a little scary, it sounds like.
So yeah, it did, because, you know, we were living a certain lifestyle. You know, we had an income coming in, and that was the majority of our income coming in was from that. So, you know, we had to figure out, all right, well, you know, we have to stop the bleeding. So, you know, I, my wife being a nurse, you know, she was able to go back to work pretty quickly, but, you know, having essentially been, you know, self-employed for 10 years, you know, we get to a point where we're not really employable per se. So, you know, I struggled to find a job, you know, I struggled to find anything to really stick, you know, for a long time. For, you know, I guess I spent 6 months, you know, trying to figure out, well, what am I going to do? And as time goes by, you know, the further and further you get into that, it really starts to take a toll on you. You know, you start to doubt yourself, you start to, you know, question, well, you know, what am I doing? You know, what is going on? What have I done wrong? You know, that's really, you know, all you can do is turn to God. And you know, at that point, every time I would pray, God would say, humble yourself. I was like, God, I don't know how much further down I could go. You know, I don't know. You know, I've lost all confidence in myself. I've, you know, lost my faith in myself. You know, I don't know what to do. You know, it was really, you know, within those few weeks, you know, kind of, you know, battling back and forth, you know, and God just kept saying, humble yourself, humble yourself, humble yourself.
Wow.
And, you know, I really, at that point, I couldn't figure out what's that mean? You know, the same word just keeps coming over, you know, up over and over and over. And then, you know, I guess we were, you know, kind of right around Q4 2023. You know, I'd taken the time off of Amazon. You know, I thought I had left all the Amazon groups on Facebook, to be honest with you. I really did. I thought I had left all of them. But, you know, I started seeing posts pop up after, you know, post after post after post pop up with, you know, the My Silent Team Facebook group. And, you know, people are saying, you know, hey, I just hit a record day. You know, hey, I just, you know, I just hit my new goal. You know, I just started a couple months ago. And, you know, I started looking at that. I said, and, you know, I was saying to myself, you know, all these other people are doing it. Why, you know, what is it about this that I just can't figure out? Well, that's what God meant when he said, humble yourself, was you need to become a student. You need to, you know, stop leaning on yourself and look to somebody that can guide you along.
Wow. So this is incredible, Nick. I had no idea this was all part of your story, man. I just want to pause for a moment because I'm grateful that you're willing to share the hard parts of this journey. And I know as a guy, I don't know what it feels like to be a mom who's struggling to find work when you feel like you should be. I have no idea what that feels like. I know what it feels like as a guy. I know it goes right to the core of who I feel like I'm supposed to be. Like, there's a dignity in work that it means something more to me. And I can tell this from the woman I'm married to. Like when she just, when there's work to be done, he's like, yeah, sure. She was competent and capable. She walked away from her career easily though. Like, right. You earn the money. I want to be with the kids. All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes sense to me. Yeah. That's how it should be. And that's what we did. But I just understand that desperation. Like, this is on me, God. Like, help me figure this out. I've felt that. I've been there. And to mm-hmm. share that publicly, like you have, it's going to help a lot of, I think, especially guys. A lot of people will benefit, male or female. But I think a lot of guys will relate to, like, yeah, I've kind of been there, man.
Yeah, I think, you know, as men, we definitely, I think a big part of how we define ourselves and how we define who we are is our
work we do
to provide for our families, you know, our ability to take care of our wives, our children.
Provide and protect, and, right? Those traditional biblical roles that were assigned. And
exactly.
Man, so I appreciate your transparency. Yeah. That's why I just wanted to pause and say that as you're going through your story. It's not lost on me that it takes a lot of humility, to borrow your word, to say, hey, look where I've been. But that's what leadership is too, is saying, hey, this is the road I was on. I'm going to share my journey with you now because you're going to see similar things if you're not seeing them already. And here's how I navigated that. Mm-hmm. That's leadership, man. So
that's been one of the biggest lessons I've learned over the, you know, the last, almost, you know, coming up on almost a year now, is, you know, the humility and, you know, having to, you know, to understand that, you know, every success story, it has to start from, you know, from a beginning. And you know, that's where we are. You know, we're, you know, really trying, you know, just trying to rebuild at this point. So, you know, I saw those posts on Facebook, and yeah, I was like, all right, you know, let me tune into the podcast. You know, let me see if anybody has any nuggets to share. And, you know, so I started, you know, listening. I think I probably listened to 30 or 40 of the podcast, you know, just over a matter of a couple of weeks. And, you know, I decided that, you know what, at this point, I'm doing Uber Eats, you know, I'm doing, you know, DoorDash, whatever I can, just to try to bring in a little bit of income, you know, just to, at least at the very least for myself, to feel like I'm helping out. So, you know, I decided, all right, well, $39 a month, what can I lose here? You know, what is there to lose? And so I signed up, you know, I waited until January 1st. I said, you know, I'm, you know, new year, I'm going to take a fresh start. I'm going to wait till January 1st. January 1st, I signed up for the pack. And I'll tell you what, the very first thing that I looked at was the advanced Keepa sourcing. You know, because, hey, you already have in the background in Amazon, I knew how to prep. You know, I was already familiar with Keepa, as far as, you know, looking at the graphs. But man, that course just absolutely blew my mind. I said, "Yeah, well, where was this information 10 years ago?" And Jim, I don't know how long it's been out there, but, you know, finding it was an aha moment to me, to be able to, you know, learn that information. And all of a sudden, you know, this business that I thought was completely unsustainable, that here we are, you've got this tool right here in front of you that I didn't even know existed.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me speak to that for just a moment, some of what you just said. Let me unpack it, because you are a perfect illustration for one of the leadership challenges that we have around here. Is we have a lot of people that say, oh yeah, the Amazon thing, it's hard. It's a treadmill. You know, it's just, I don't know that it's sustainable, and it's frustrating. And then we ask a few questions behind the scenes and go, are you scanning barcodes and driving around to retail locations? And that's your impression of what it means to be an Amazon seller? Because if so, we agree with you. That is a treadmill model. And for a season, it serves some people really well. College student, extra 15, 20 hours a week. Yeah, you can put $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a year in the bank in your spare time. Yeah, but it's not a career. It's not a let's go big and build a system. It just, it's really, really hard. And the people who rely on just that, yeah, that's tough, man. But there's a different model here. There's systems that can be built. And it sounds like that's what you're starting to tap into. And there, once you understand Keepa and use it differently than what 95% of the other people out there are using it for, there's some stuff in there that's magic. That's the replens model. So a lot of what we do around here is we kind of try to divide the traditional retail arbitrage, online arbitrage, scanning barcodes. It's not replens. It's a different animal entirely. And you're only 3 months in really to seeing things through a new lens.
Exactly. And, you know, between, you know, seeing that the advanced Keepa class and you're going through the replens and, you know, going through several of the other modules, it opened up a whole new world that I did not know existed with Amazon. And, you know, like I said, you know, I had been selling on Amazon for years and I didn't even know these things existed. So, you know, now I see, you know, just having gone through this, you know, now I see, well, this was the information that was missing that kept me from, you know, really being able to build a sustainable business the entire time. You know, like I said, I didn't even know that back end, that the website on Keepa existed. I thought it was just graphs that I pulled up on my, you know, on my phone. You know?
Right. And never even used the data research tool, right? That we dive really deep into. And fantastic. Oh man, I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
It's kind of like lifting the blinders off, you know, it really is, because it's frustrating when a new student comes into our community full of confidence and really lacking the knowledge that they need mm-hmm. to gain a good trajectory. And we think we're talking the same language and we're just not. Like, no, I tried that. No, that doesn't work. I already did all that. I know all that. I don't need to take a course. I don't need, like, no, you need to understand. Give us your attention for 6 to 10 hours here. Focus in on what we're trying to show you. This is a different animal that I've never, in my 24 years of e-commerce, I've never seen anything like it. And the way I describe it too, see if this is helpful. It's like if someone had come to you like 5 years ago and said, hey, check this out. Instead of scanning barcodes, instead of looking for discounts and sales, you need to help Amazon fill the underserved shelf space. It's a different prospect altogether. You know, look for sales. You're helping Amazon fill the underserved shelf space. That's kind of the way I try to encapsulate it. Would that have been helpful or gotten your attention? I'm just curious.
I think it definitely would have, because, you know, there was, again, you know, like I said, I had worked myself into a corner and I was just, you know, I was so frustrated that I was really looking for an out, but it had no time, no means, no way to, you know, really achieve that out.
Yeah. Yeah. The trap of the treadmill. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You stop and it throws you against the wall behind you. You can't just hit the stop button. You gotta do it. You gotta gradually slow it down and turn some of it off, right? And then step off. That's such a great illustration of what that model feels like, isn't it?
Right. And you know, you're at that point, if you have prep stuff, you know, you're fighting with yourself that, well, I have to go out. I've got to do this to, you know, to give them their hours.
Yeah, yeah, for their jobs.
Make this commitment to them. And, mm-hmm. it's not a winning situation for anybody.
Running yourself into the ground doesn't serve anyone long-term though. Building a thriving business does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, keep it going, buddy. You know, share. I'm loving your story, Nick. It's unique in that you spend a decade. Working hard. You're a smart guy. You're articulate. You're capable. You know, you got humbled a little bit, but just from hanging out with you for a few minutes, if anybody could pull it off, you could have. And you did okay. But like you said, you're driving city to city. You're showing up at the Walmart an hour and a half away and going in and finding nothing that day and walking back to your car going, oh man, well, at least it was a gold mine 3 weeks ago, last time I was here. Just that there's kind of like spikes and valleys of that, the reality for 10 years, man. That's no joke. You're a seasoned warrior at this point. I have a lot of respect. And we've all done that. You know, I enjoy it to this day, hop in the car, go see what they got. But man, if I had to rely on that as a model at scale, that's tough.
Yeah, I think it does make it maybe a fun or entertaining supplement. to the business, you know, to do it from time to time is kind of a little bit like treasure hunting, but
Icing on the cake kind of stuff.
Exactly. But it's like I said, you know, definitely nothing that you can, you know, really build to any sort of long-term scale. Going through these modules, you know, kind of, you know, going through the, I can't remember the name of the course or the module now. He basically, you know, kind of takes you from, you know, zero to 10K, 10 to 40K.
Our replens training now. We've recently revamped the entire thing here in just the past couple months. We just got the replens training now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Going through that one, you know, I you know, kind of started to formulate a plan for, well, you know, this is how we're going to proceed, you know, over the long term, you know, now that we're, you know, we're at a point, okay, where I can tell, all right, I know this is going to work. You know, I know that, you know, we're going to be okay. Now, how do we get back to where we were before, you know, the income that we had before, the lifestyle that we had before, you know, of course that's not going to happen overnight, but he laid out the roadmap to really, it's almost just, you know, connect the dots, follow step by step. You know, I've hired my first VA. I think I hired her, I want to say, you know, kind of late February, you know, so I've got, I guess, you know, my own personalized list coming in every day that I can, you know, go through, and that supplements what I'm doing myself. And you know, we're planning on hoping next month, maybe to hire my second VA. Because, you know, we do, you know, we kind of, you know, we want to get back to where we are, but, or, you know, where we were, but right now I'm still doing all my own prep work. I need to figure out how to outsource that as quickly as possible. But, you know, little by little, you know, I don't want to get into a situation where I grow too fast and, you know, all of a sudden you realize that I've imploded the business because I have grown too fast.
Yeah, and that can certainly happen. And that's a lot of the philosophy we have around here. That's why we like to see people, you know, oh, I've got a grandson now, so I can add extra steps to this process. You know, he's starting to be able to roll over now, you know, from his back to his stomach, right? You gotta be able to do that before you can crawl, before you can pull yourself up and stand on 2 feet, before you can walk, before you can fall forward quickly and call it a little jog, before you can run, right? Before you can sprint. And so there's so many little stages in there. And we've been able to identify that that's how business is supposed to work. You don't come in and say, yeah, I've done this in the past. Hey, drop me right there and I'm ready to go for a race. Mm-hmm. No, that's not how it works, man. You don't jump off the high dive the first day at the swimming pool, right into the kiddie pool. So that's what we've really broken down here is that system. And if you stick with it, the trajectory that you start to get, the stuff we teach works, man. Mm-hmm. And I would say the stage you're at now too, relationships are going to become important, finding a mastermind, getting with a group of other people who are doing it and have good mindsets and they're seeing results and building their systems and always be learning, making sure you don't hop back on that treadmill, but you're always allowing time to learn and pick up nuggets. You said you listened to 30 episodes or so of our podcast and that kind of gave you a shove in this direction. You know, make that a regular part, not just our show, but anyone who's in this arena of creative solutions for Amazon, because you just never know when there's going to be something that drops like, oh, I need to reach out to that person. I could help solve their problems. And that starts opening up opportunities. So it's every bit as much about community and relationships as it is about strategy, but you've got the margin in your life now to do those things because you're not on a treadmill anymore. Mm-hmm. And you can see the trajectory. I'm building a system now instead of looking for discounts that I can flip, which is a full-time nose to the grindstone treadmill. I love it. Definitely. Well, I'd love to hear you, if you don't mind, Nick, just contrast the two models. It's been a while since I've done this, but just if you were to put into your own words, someone who kind of understands the Amazon landscape, what were you doing before and what are you doing now? Because like I said, one of the things I struggle with as a leader in this community is helping people distinguish like, that's not what I'm talking about right now. I'm not talking about clearance aisles and barcodes and sales and discount. I'm talking about replant. So in your own words, like, what's the reality of the two models and why is it you're so bullish now on the replens model?
So in the past, it really was, you know, I guess, you know, 2014, it was a little bit of the Wild West type territory. There wasn't a whole lot of information out there at the time. I think, you know, a lot of us were, you know, we were just coming in. It was, we had this mindset, well, we're going to purchase something under, you know, X sales rank for this particular category.
Right. It was all about sales rank.
Right. Right. It was all about the sales rank. So, you know, you would go and you'd scan and scan and scan and scan and scan. And eventually you would kind of start to, you know, build up an idea of, all right, well, these are the products that I can get from this particular store. And, you know, I know that I can get those, but guess what? These are clearance. So there's only a limited amount. And once those are gone, they're gone. So I've got to go from city to city, store to store, pick up every last bit that I can. And you know, it's you end up driving all over the place all day, every day. But you never really, you know, you never really have anything that you can rely on, because it's always, you're always looking for something new. You've always, you know, if you don't find a new product, then guess what? You're back to square one. So what makes me so bullish on this is, you know, now I've, like I said, I've got a VA that's looking every day. And plus I'm, you know, doing my own looking every day for products that we can buy over and over and over. So, you know, while we may run out of a product, I can go back and I can buy it again. But now, you know, we're basically 3 months into this, 3.5 months into this, you know, those products that we might have bought in January or February, where, you know, if we're running out, we're able to go buy new ones. But guess what? We're also finding new ones that we can also replenish. So it's, we're too early for me to say it's getting easier and easier, but I can see that that's kind of the trajectory that it goes. That, you know, at some point I won't always have to be out looking for, so I might be able to take a vacation with my family. I didn't do that for 10 years.
Wow.
We had to be out hunting new products.
Yeah. After you've got your catalog of ASINs that are serving you well, some selling daily, some selling a few times a week, mm-hmm. right? You can start to step away, and it's the system, and you can put others in charge. You know, like one of the episodes I've got to imagine really inspired you and should inspire a lot of others is, so I just talked to him this morning, actually getting caught up a little bit on his business. He's doing great. Kang, in our community, episode 754 of the podcast. $3 million operation doing what you're describing, the replenish model, completely automated, has a team, couple of people in his warehouse, couple of virtual assistants, running a $3 million, highly profitable 20%+ net margin business. He doesn't do anything except check his statistics. And for those who don't know, I think you've probably heard this at this point, Eric, but he's built a software tool that has automated replenish in a way nothing else ever has, that he's already rolled out to a bunch of people in our community, our beta group. It's coming to everybody soon who wants to use it. But the trick is no longer trying to find something that's profitable, trying to find good inventory. You're adding ASINs to your catalog, and those ASINs will come and go over time. They'll come and leave. Sometimes they'll leave permanently. Sometimes they'll leave for a few weeks and come back. But building a system that's just monitoring what's good and what isn't, it has never been a better time than right now, from all indications I'm seeing, than to start building the system that you're talking about. Because shoppers are pouring onto Amazon daily in increasing numbers, buying more than they ever have before. E-commerce is expanding. Amazon's leading the charge. And you're building a real system now. You're ultimately building an asset that can be sold to someone else or turned over to others. And a treadmill business model where you're scanning barcodes, it can never be that.
Exactly.
This can be. Kudos, congratulations, you're well on your way. And I'd love to hear some more details about what you're learning and how you're doing it, and any questions that I could help you out with as well as whatever specifics you're willing to share.
You know, so really the biggest thing I keep harping back on it was that advanced keepa sourcing.
Yeah.
You know, being able to identify products that, you know, really, like you said, are underserved, and being able to go out and, you know, find those products. You know, some of the trainings that I've seen, you know, go to the grocery store, take a picture of the aisle, and then come back and just start, you know, sourcing, as opposed to, well, you've got to pick up every product and scan the barcode. Well, if the barcode doesn't scan or doesn't show anything, you put that product back and you move on to the next one.
Yeah. And you could have passed up dozens and dozens of great ASINs related to
that. At this point, I'm 100% sure that I have.
Oh, I'm sure you have over the years.
Absolutely, no doubt. Yeah.
The products that have slipped right through your fingers, that, mm-hmm. you know, the 3-pack was a killer. Right. Or, you know, or some little bundle that you easily could have created based on that product, or just the endless opportunities. Once you can read a Keepa chart, once you can, with clarity, see the past of that ASIN, you can, with reasonable confidence, predict the future of that ASIN and then make very safe bets based on that information.
Right.
It's almost like a superpower. And I can tell you, you never get to the point where you feel like, yeah, I know all there is to know about Keepa. Pretty much I've used it for every intended purpose. There's more coming all the time, new ways to connect the dots. We love discovering those and sharing them in the community. It's a lot of what we do is some of those insights that only Keepa can provide. I know, Eric, we're talking about Keepa. I'm sorry, Nick, we're talking about Keepa quite a bit right now. But for, if there's any new listeners who have no idea what we're talking about, go listen to episode 369 of this show. I dive into what Keepa is. It's not a tool that we created. We just use it a lot. But you'll hear me discuss why that tool is so special and important in this industry. They're basically scraping Amazon in a way that no other tool can or does, which gives us insights that no one else has unless you're a Keepa user. So with a billion ASINs out there, you don't have to guess. You can find the ones that are a safe bet. But yeah, so keep us going, man. What else do you want to share?
I think that's, I guess that's really the majority of it. You know, from here, it's really just figuring out how to continue to, you know, how to continue to scale, you know, how to, you know, systemize the entire business. You know, I relied a lot on the training to train my VA. So, I mean, you know, she's learned a lot of it and she's picking up on it really quickly also.
Yeah, I love that because a lot of times people come to us and say, hey, do you have any training for VAs? They'll come to us and say, do you have trainings for teens? Do you have trainings for retired people? Do you have trainings for, I'm like, yeah, it's called the Proven Amazon Course. Yeah, it's the same training for everybody. Use it. If you're able to watch a video in English and listen and do what it's showing you, it doesn't matter if you're a VA, a retired student, do it. We got young teens doing this. We got people who get their virtual assistants in there and train them. And we can set up a separate account for them so they can go through the modules independently as well, of course. But the training works. And so how many ASINs would you say are in your catalog now approximately?
I want to say I looked earlier this morning. I was right at about 195.
Oh, that's a great place to be, man. You're getting your sea legs at that point for sure. You're finding several a day. They're not all producing for you. I mean, I'm pretty sure 30 or 40 of those are the ones that are like, yeah, nice. And the rest are like, you know, they did okay for us. Maybe they'll come back. And that's just kind of the churn, you know, the 80-20 rule. That's the churn. But if you're adding new ASINs constantly, and part of what I love about what Kang's building, I mentioned podcast 754, is as that catalog grows, now you got 400 and then 800. It's easy to get to those numbers if you're adding every day. The system that he's built that we describe in that podcast episode helps you monitor those old ASINs and alerts you when it's time to go revisit and possibly rebuy on those replans based on the data that it's keeping an eye on for you, the Keepa data. So yeah, as your catalog grows, it just kind of gets more powerful. And it really is it's a beautiful churning system at that point. Yeah, well done. So yeah, that's a good number of ASINs. We're 3 months in, that's really good. Yeah, describe your business to us a little bit more. Like, what are you selling? How are you finding them?
A lot of it is, you know, really doing the, you know, the reverse sourcing, you know, using Keepa, doing the reverse sourcing using Keepa and Google. And then, you know, I've been, it's something I had never done before, spending a lot of time in grocery stores. You know, that was just something that, you know, had never really crossed my mind that I could walk into a local grocery store and just find endless opportunity.
So you really do feel like there's good replens to be found.
Absolutely.
Everywhere.
Anywhere you go.
I completely agree. That's how you know you've made the switch from Easter egg hunting, treasure hunting to, okay, I'm standing in front of a shelf and of these 50 products I can see right here, if I spent 6 hours researching these brands through a replens lens on Keepa, I could probably find 50 test-worthy ASINs, 15 to 20 of which are going to be some decent payoffs, right? Exactly. I mean, you said that's the numbers. That's how it works. But until you are able to wear that lens, you know, it just looks like, oh, I'm going to scan 50 barcodes and only one of these was a winner because it's on sale. And I'm going to sell a few of them and then it won't be on sale anymore, right? It's just a completely different lens. Yeah, congratulations, man.
Thank you. I'm learning to be a lot more patient. You know, that's one of the biggest things, or one of the biggest differences is that, you know, in the past, you know, just scanning barcodes, you know, you blow through product after product after product, where, you know, this takes a little bit more time, but, you know, finding those ASINs that you wouldn't have found otherwise, there's not as many sellers on those ASINs,
right.
Not as much competition, the prices stay steadier.
Yeah.
Well, from what I can tell so far, I guess I should specify that. But it definitely seems to be, just so much more sustainable than just blowing through barcodes.
It has a nice pace to it. It really is kind of the tortoise and hare business models of new Amazon sellers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the hare model, the rabbit running around like a chicken with its head cut off model, is the scanning barcodes.
Mm-hmm.
The tortoise is, let's build a book of ASINs. I'm going to add two today. I'm going to skip a day and add none. I'm going to add five the next day. I'm going to add four the next day. One of those first two I found, it's dropped off now. Here we are a couple weeks in, right? But I added five more. It's that slow churn of finding stuff that sells a few times a month at a profit for you that you go and replenish and putting other people in charge of this system. And pretty soon you look over your shoulder and you've got a five-figure business putting nice profits in the bank, and you're losing an ASIN without crying about it because you knew it was only going to be here a while, and you had a few more. That's the gig, man. And it has been the foundation for just thousands of beautiful businesses. And the nice thing I want to remind you, Nick, and the listener as well, is this is the introductory model that we teach here. From there, branded bundles, wholesale, mm-hmm. all kinds of other great opportunities start to open up to you doing some consulting with some of these great brands you discover, right? So many doors of opportunity open, but it is a very lucrative thing. And like we said, there's plenty of people with multiple seven-figure businesses completely automated with just this model. So you're well on your way towards that. If you don't mind me asking, like, you know, again, you're only 3 months in, but you've already said you have a great deal of confidence and momentum, greater than you ever had in your past 10 years with the other model. But where are you at number wise? Just break it down as much as you're comfortable.
So last month, I've got it up in front of me right here. We did $25,942 in sales. I do, I track my expenses, somewhat religiously. And we ended up at a little over $4,500, $4,588 in total net profit after all expenses. So I think that puts us right around an 18% net margin.
20, yeah.
Which I would, as the numbers go up, as we sell a little bit more, I would expect that to, the net margin to go up a little bit. I believe
it will. And then as you automate, it'll go down a little.
Exactly.
Freeing up your time because mm-hmm. you're hiring people, right? That'll eat in. Right. But a lot of this can be done by virtual assistants or, mm-hmm. Rather than rushing out to get a prep center, some people do and they do great. But there's a nice, easy step between doing it all yourself in the side bedroom, finding someone who lives near you to do it in their home, right? Is a good next step that doesn't add a lot of expense except the hourly expense of hiring that person
mm-hmm.
and probably do it cheaper than most prep centers that way. Keep control in your inventory. And then you start to diversify. Walmart's getting huge, right? You've got some time, you got some margin in your life to add these other streams.
Mm-hmm.
So really what you've done, Nick, just to summarize, and just if I could put you on a poster, man, here's the guy who did the run the treadmill for 10 years, about burn himself out, man, got done with it, put some money in the bank. But man, that is a lot of work. And then here within 3 months, you're saying, man, I wish I'd have found this Reflint thing so much longer ago, doing $25,000 your third month at beautiful margins. And this is available to anybody who's ready to do the work. It just is. It's plain as day. I'm as confident and as bullish about this model as I've ever been. And I think you're going to encourage a lot of people with what you've shared today, buddy. So yeah. Well, what else, if anything's on your mind, any questions for me? Anything else on your list today? You've been a source of great encouragement, and sounds like you got a beautiful family, man, too, supporting you and helping you through your valley. You feel like you're coming out of the valley now?
I'm finally starting to feel like myself again. I was a couple of weeks ago, I was in one of the stores, I was going through and, typing in my brands and, models and everything. And I stopped for a second and I said to myself, this is really the first time in a long time that I've actually, you know, felt fulfilled, that I felt content and happy with, you know, what I'm doing, where I am, yes. Right, you know, right here, right now. And yes. you really wouldn't think that it would take something so simple.
No, that's a big deal. As a guy, I totally yes. get it, man. Fist bump, virtual. Give me one.
Thank you.
I love it. No, dude, I feel that as you're saying it. And I think a lot of the guys, especially maybe some ladies, will get what we're saying right now. But just like when the work you do isn't adding up to what you thought it was supposed mm-hmm. to do, and then suddenly you were able to, you go through that valley, your family loves you anyway, but you're like, oh man, I need something here. And then you come out, that feeling, that's the leader with the limp that I talk about, right? Like you've been through that. You're on a leadership track now, man. You just are. And yeah. to the degree that you're ready to pour into others in this community, you know, as you start to get your feet, not next month, but as you start to get your feet under you again, get your confidence back, this business starts to turn into something. We'd really love to see you guys come to the conference. And may I know there's some schedule things to juggle around there. It may or may not work out, but if you can, you know, that'd be certainly be a boost, but fine if you can't make it. We'll make these things happen anyway. As I look at trajectory far more significant in my mind, trajectory to current location. Mm-hmm. Current location means very little. I want to see the backstory that got you to that point and where you're heading from here. And your trajectory is beautiful. Just
right. Yeah. I feel like I've learned everything not to do.
Yeah. That's important.
And you know, now I'm really learning, you know, the right things to do. And it's really making all the difference in the world. And, you know, I know I've probably harped on it a lot, or, you know, maybe said it a few too many times in the Facebook group, but this group, the pack, it's really saved me. You know, it's made it all the difference in the world in my life, you know, with where I was and, you know, where I feel like I'm going.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And I'm going to bring your grateful. Episode up with the team when I get a little pushback and a little heat from the team, and they'll say, man, wait, $39 a month, dude, that's just too low. That's ridiculous. You know, all the other major courses out there, thousands of dollars. And I look at a guy like Nick Bennett who wouldn't have spent a couple grand on the course. He just wouldn't have.
Right? I wouldn't have been able to.
Yeah. Right. $39. What I got to lose. And then you find out it's world-class content that we put a lot of serious intention behind that really does pull back the curtain based on experience and knowledge gained over a couple decades. It's worth every penny and then some. And so to hear you say that, it's very validating for the approach and the strategy that we use around here. I'm grateful that you jumped into the community. And again, because I see the Proven Amazon course almost as a leadership magnet. Some people buy it, don't do anything with it, but the ones who stick with it, hey, we've got a new leader emerging here. You're going to be bringing us creative ideas and strategies that we can all benefit from here 6-9 months from now. Something's going to occur to you. You're going to stumble upon an opportunity, prove it out, bring it to us. We test it out. Wow, this is good stuff, Nick. Let's bring this to the community. Let's talk more people about this. And it's a leadership magnet is what that course is. And you're using it to its full intended purpose, and you're on a beautiful trajectory. And I'm going to be praying for your continued success and blessing. And I love seeing you get you're getting your mojo back. And I enjoy it virtually with you today, man. I'm very proud of you and honored.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It means a lot. So.
Oh, buddy, it fuels me more than you realize. It really does. Because a lot of being a leader is managing those tough situations that people are like, man, I feel like they're doing it right, but they're struggling. Like, what can we bring here? And the strongest thing I have to bring when someone's struggling is stories. That's why we do this podcast. Because mm-hmm. you're going to hear, you listen to 30 episodes like you did, Nick, you're going to hear two or three people, you go, all right, if they can do it, I can do it too, man. I mean, they face something worse than what I'm facing, and they figured this thing out. If they can do it, I can do it. I'm going to give this thing a shot. I'm going to go for it. And that's what your episode is going to do for a lot of people today. And keep on encouraging. You can't be too encouraging in a Facebook group. In a world we live in these days where like all you got to do is open up whatever app you've got that has any kind of news associated with it, it's 95%. You know, how has the world not ended yet if it's as bad as this, right? Like it's everywhere, right? So to have a positive community where you can go and you can see hope and people building the business of their dreams and relationships getting stronger and living life on their own terms at scale, a group of 75,000 people, like that's pretty cool. That's something worth protecting and pouring encouragement into. So yeah, be as encouraging as you want to be. You're never going to know anybody being encouraging, right? As long as it's grounded and based on fact, you know, no right. fluff. Okay, man, this stuff works, guys. Let's go.
Wow. Well, certainly it's refreshing. It's extremely refreshing.
Great word. For me as well. I love getting in there and seeing the encouragement. Hey, there's a lot of real life people out there with struggles as well, for mm-hmm. sure. But we love helping them navigate that. But yeah. the opportunity is real. And you've certainly told that story in a way that illustrates that very well today. All right. Well, good hanging out with you, Nick. I appreciate it, man. Yeah. Tell your wife, thank you on our behalf for loaning you to us for a little while, your family.
You too, Jim. I'm again, you know, just eternally grateful for everything that this community has done. So thank you so much.
Plenty of opportunities for it to get bigger and better from here, Nick. You're on a great trajectory and truly Thanks. Honored to get to know you. Well done, man. Well, let me talk to the listeners for a second who hung out with us today. If this happened to be one of the first episodes of our podcast that you listened to, I got some really good news for you. We got hundreds of interviews like this from students of the training that we have around here, coaching students, proven Amazon course students. And if you want to hop on the phone and talk to someone on our team about your business and where you're at or where you'd like to go, that's completely free. We'd love to have a conversation with you. Get over to silentgym.com/bookacall, all one word, and that'll bring up a schedule and you can pick a time that's convenient. And we'd love to have a chat, just a friendly conversation, see which of our free resources or maybe low cost resources, like what Nick talked about today, the proven Amazon course, or maybe some coaching makes sense for you. You've got the margin in your life and you're ready to go forward fast. We'd love to talk to you about these things, but we'll leave you better than we found you. We promise that. And that's the good news I got for you. We got a bunch of episodes like this, and we'd love to have a conversation with you. Come join our free Facebook group as well, if you're not in there, where you can see we just passed 75,000 members. We have over 2,000 posts from our students who are talking about the success breakthroughs that they're having. Nick has made a few of those posts in there as well himself, as well as many, many others. And that's certainly a way to become encouraged and start to grow your community of people who are using the internet creatively to launch and grow the businesses of their dreams. All right, Nick, one last time, buddy. Great job. Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Thank you. And to the listeners today who joined us, you're the best part of our show. Thanks for coming back and listening. Spread the word. Tell people about silentgym.com. It's completely free. And we'd love to have more listeners using the internet the way we do around here to grow great businesses. God bless you all. We'll have a good episode for you again real soon.
Thank you for listening to Silent Sales Machine Radio. Visit silentgym.com for a link to our free newsletter, our free Facebook group, and all of our resources mentioned on today's show.